Welcome to the 15-Minute Financial Feast Podcast, bringing you 15-minute segments to help you retire with purpose on time. We're serving up food for thought and bread for the head. Are you hungry to learn? Here are your hosts, Mark Triplett and Troy Westendorf.
Welcome to another episode of the 15-Minute Financial Feast. Today, you are listening to the audio from a live television interview where one of our favorite local news station anchors asked us questions about a financial topic on the minds of many hardworking folks in our community who are trying to make good decisions and get ahead.
Everyone's talking about it, and rightfully so. We're all having worries right now over inflation, higher interest rates, as it sent the stock market crashing back into the claws of a bear market. So what does this really mean for your money? What can you do right now to make sure you're in the right place? Well, local financial professional Mark Triplett joining us from Triplett Westendorf Financial Group. You're here to explain kind of why this happened, what makes money move the way it does, and what we should really consider right now, because there are some positive things we can do. So good morning, Mark. What can you share with us today? Actually, let's just start. What is a bear market? We hear that term thrown around like we actually know what it means. What does that mean?
Right. It's scary, right? Bears sound scary. You don't want to be trapped in the woods with a bear. A bear market is really indicated by a 20% sell-off from recent market highs, which we experienced back in January. And so, yeah, the major market indices have fallen below 20%, and or several of them anyway. And that gets everybody talking about a bear market. And these generally happen when there's an economic slowdown, which is really kind of interesting because a lot of the signs in the economy right now point to that the economy is still pretty strong. I mean, we got low unemployment, interest rates, even though they've come up, are still relatively low historically. So capital to run, grow, and start a business are still relatively cheap. However, I think it's more of the fear that is really causing the impact right now, fear of inflation, fear of rising interest rates, fear of a potential recession. And I think that had a lot to do with the recent market sell-offs and just the sentiment with investors in general.
So do we have an idea of how long this bear market will last? If we look to our past, do we kind of have an idea of what we can predict for the future so we know how to work our money right now?
Sure. So this is a number to hang on, right? There have been actually been 14 bear markets since 1947, so post-World War II bear markets. And of those 14, they last anywhere from a few months to a couple of years. And every one of them is different, different circumstances, surrounding those historical bear markets. But I think, you know, it's really important to understand that this is not necessarily a time to panic. This is actually potentially an opportunity. And there's a bottoming process that occurs when a bear market happens. That process, in hindsight, you can't really call a bear market predicting it. You can look back in hindsight and say that's when it happened. But there's always a process that goes around that bottoming. And we're starting to see some indicators of that. So I think right now is a great time for folks to really start thinking about opportunities rather than being fearful.
Okay. So we hear the word that we love, opportunity, here when everything in the news world is making it sound not great. So what, as an expert, can you tell us to do with our money right now during this bear market?
Number one, don't panic. It's important not to overreact. In fact, one of the signs of the bottoming process is something we call capitulation. That's where folks are just throwing in the towel, saying, get me out at all costs. And that oftentimes is an indicator when we see the fear in the marketplace really get to a fever pitch that we're probably getting close to that point in time where we're going to maybe start to see the next move up. And, working with a financial professional to really organize all of your retirement resources can give you the confidence to see that with clear eyes as opposed to letting emotions kind of over-challenge your best judgment.
Okay.
Number two, I'd say consider investing. Right now might be a really good time, if you have money on the sidelines, to actually snap up some of those depressed, deflated, undervalued stocks that are available in the marketplace. Take advantage of that. Scoop those up while they're down. Tax loss harvesting is another one, too. If you have some losses in certain positions, certain investments that you own, you might be able to offset some of the gains in others and rebalance your portfolio. And the last is my favorite. I love these mid-year Roth conversions. So oftentimes we do Roth conversions for folks at the end of the year. Sometime in October, November, we start that process. Sometimes the market gives us lemons, and in this case, we have bear market lemons. We're going to make lemonade. You can actually do Roth conversions anytime throughout the year, and when the market value is depressed, that can be a good time to do conversions because you're required to pay taxes on those Roth conversions based on the market value of the assets the day you do the conversion. So we know that some of these asset values are down, maybe even 20%, maybe even more. They may be good investments. You're not going to sell them. But if they're in your IRA, 401k, or other IOU to the IRS, you might want to consider converting them while the prices are temporarily down, because they will recover over time. So I think those are great opportunities sitting right in front of us.
Those are great opportunities, Mark. If people want to discuss those further so they can see how they can use their money in the right way right now, what's the best way to reach out to you?
They can hit us up on our website, triplet-wessendorf.com. We have a lot of really great resources out there, no cost. You can go out and visit the website, see some of our video content as well, talking about some of these topics from the comfort of their own home.
All right. Sounds wonderful, Mark. Thank you for letting us see a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel here. Appreciate all your advice today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, Jackie.
All right.
You've been listening to the 15-Minute Financial Feast podcast. Remember, every dollar has a purpose and every dollar has a timeline. If you have questions about today's topic, schedule a call with a team member. Visit www.mypt5.com. Until next time, be sure you're taking steps to retire with purpose on time. Mark Triplett is an investment advisor representative of and advisory services offered through Royal Fund Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Nothing contained in this program should be considered an offer to buy or sell securities. Different investments have different risks associated with them, and not all investments are appropriate for all investors.